Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Fair play, which Orlaugher Milamogat Fishin. Now, the Taoiseach is being urged to directly intervene to ensure all remaining frontline workers receive the pandemic bonus payment. Thousands of frontline staff have yet to receive the special recognition of €1,000. Almost 7 months after it was announced by the government, the Department of Health insists administering the payment is complex, but unions and opposition politicians want a deadline by which everyone will be paid. Our reporter Barry Lenehan has more on this. And this issue, almost incredibly now, Barry, is still outstanding.
Yeah, and cast your mind back. The payment announced on the 19th of January, Freedom Day for some, when nearly all remaining COVID restrictions were lifted. €1,000 for those who worked in the front line during the worst of the pandemic. The Taoiseach then saying he hoped to make the payment before the end of March. But by St. Patrick's Day, nursing unions said the €100 million scheme was, quote, a mess. By the start of June, just one in eight eligible workers had been paid. And by this August evening, 46,000 eligible workers are still waiting for their COVID payment.
Oh, that's a lot. So give us the unsure August Ask Lohr list in. Who has and hasn't received the payment as of yet?
So the payment is due to 154,000 workers. And as of Friday, 108,013 workers have got the €1,000. This includes 82,613 eligible HSE staff out of a pool of 90,000, and 25,400 Section 38 staff have also received the bonus. These are classified as public servants, servants and work for state-funded agencies. But a whole host of frontline workers still waiting, 7 months since that landmark announcement, and almost a year since the idea was first floated. 46,000, as we say, still waiting for the €1,000 bonus. And among that number, those who battled the virus in private and voluntary nursing homes. The CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland is Tadhg Daly.
Well, the situation at the moment is extremely frustrating because nobody in the private and voluntary nursing home sector has received the pandemic recognition payment at this point in time. It was announced on the 19th of January. It was the right decision. It still is the right decision. But there's a lot of frustration among staff in the private and voluntary nursing home sector that they still don't know when they're going to get paid. And there's an urgent requirement on government to expedite the payment. And there are questions from many staff as to will they ever receive the payment. So from our point of view, we'd be calling for the government to set a date as to when people can expect to receive the payment, to adhere to that date now so that people have some certainty and clarity about when they're going to receive what is promised to them.
What else are people saying to you in terms of managers, in terms of those who work on the front line? Is it the financial implications of not receiving the payment, or is it, I suppose, a feeling of being let down having been there on the front line during the pandemic?
On the first case, it clearly is an important sum of money for many people, but they do feel let down now at this point in time because of the delay in processing the payment. To take 7 months is completely unacceptable and inexplicable for many people who have worked very, very hard on the front line.
The Department of Health argues this is a complex task to administer this payment.
But it is very difficult to accept that it's that complex. I mean, all staff who work in the sector would be registered with the Revenue Commissioners, for example, in terms of PAYE and PRSI. So it shouldn't be beyond us to be able to process that payment in a timely fashion. But at this stage, what we're asking government and the Department of Health to do is to set a date.
What should be that date for you? This is the 9th of August. Should it be before the schools return, or what date would you set?
You know, expecting it to be turned around in a number of weeks, probably over-ambitious. If they set a date in late September, possibly early October, it shouldn't be beyond us collectively working with the sector, working with the owners and managers to expedite the payment and to fulfil what is very, very welcome and appropriate recognition payment for those who have worked so, so hard.
So he wants a deadline. That's CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland, Tadhg Daly. Who else is waiting for this payment, Barry?
A SIPTU representative of Dublin Fire Brigade says none of its cohort have garnered the bonus as promised. The INMO says some of its members are still in the dark. Now, according to the Department of Health, eligible staff working on site in Section 39 long-term residential care facilities for people with disabilities, they're still waiting, as are agency roles working in the HSC, healthcare support assistance, also would be known as home help, home care, home support, contracted to the HSC, paramedics, and also members of the Defence Forces who worked in frontline COVID-19 exposed environments. And Commandant Conor King is the General Secretary of the Representative Association of Commissioned Officers, or RACO, and here's what he told me.
We were advised that the COVID recognition payment would be paid to any members of the Defence Forces who were in support of the HSC in frontline medical tasks to combat COVID-19. Unfortunately, not one single member of the Defence Forces has been paid this pandemic bonus payment at this time. And it's quite disappointing, and I guess reflects the weakened status of Defence Forces people in the eyes of government.
Any reason as to why it hasn't been paid heretofore?
We have been liaising with our colleagues in the Department of Defence, who advise us that they are trying to get a set of criteria from the Department of Health and the HSC, but up to now they have been unsuccessful. It's very disappointing to note that our members who stood up to the plate during the COVID-19 response and were there immediately when they were required are left to wait at the tail end of the public sector for this payment.
And how much of a difference would that €1,000 make at this stage of the year as well, given all that's going on with the rising cost of living?
Given the current inflationary pressures, every little helps for all members of the Defence Forces and the public service. But it's not just the value of the payment, it's the recognition for the service that has been rendered. We're very keen to see that Defence Forces personnel are rewarded for their efforts in combating COVID-19. I would hope that we will see it sooner rather than later. However, it is disappointing that the payment which was promised in January has still not been paid to loyal members of the Defence Forces who supported the HSC in the time of crisis.
And that's Commandant Conor King of RACO there. Politically, Barry, what's happening in this issue to help get the payment to those who are still waiting?
The opposition predictably joining in chorus to decry the delay. Labour's health spokesperson Duncan Smith, he says the failure of the Department of Health to pay everyone by this stage was, as he put it, beyond insulting. Sinn Féin's health spokesperson David Cullinan, he's written to the Taoiseach Micheál Martin asking for him to directly intervene in this issue. The Taoiseach's office saying it has forwarded this correspondence to Health Minister Stephen Donnelly, and People Before Profit health spokesperson Gino Kenny, he's also contacted the minister asking for clarity on who has and hasn't been paid and why.
There's a whole host of workers, Section 39, those that are working in the fire service, still, to their amazement and kind of bemusement, still haven't received it. There's enormous amount of frustration because obviously other workers have got it that directly work for the HSC. The rollout of that payment was extremely slow, to say the least. And I think there's even almost cynicism now that, you know, workers haven't received. And I really don't know what the problem is.
And what have you done to progress this issue on behalf of workers who haven't received the payment? You've contacted the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly.
Yeah, I've raised this a number of times in relation to the pandemic payment, the slow rollout of it on the floor of the Dáil. Now, I've contacted the minister directly as a member of the health committee that, you know, this payment be administrated to all workers that were entitled to it. That money should be received immediately because this is it's gone on far, far too long. And it's slightly farcical, so it's not rocket science.
Your parliamentary colleague, Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, David Cullinan, he has written to the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, to call on his office and him personally to directly intervene in this to ensure that everyone receives the payment as soon as possible. Is that something you would support as well, intervention from the Taoiseach's office?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. You know, Micheál Martin, the government, all public representatives at the time were clapping frontline workers in relation to the kind of what they had to endure. But we need to go beyond platitudes. You know, the government made an announcement which we all welcomed in relation to the pandemic payment, but there's a whole cohort of workers still haven't been paid at. The government basically needs to make a decision and say, look, all this is going to be finalised in the next 2 weeks. Otherwise, people will get, you know, the workers that haven't received this will come very, very cynical and say, look, all that kind of platitudes that were given to us over the last 18 months, you know, doesn't really kind of amount to much.
And that is Gino Kinney, People Before Profit TD, and their health spokesperson, speaking with you, Barry, on this one. You've contacted the Department of Health and the HSE. What are they saying?
The HSE told me how whilst it cannot say when exactly all payments will be finalised, the significant majority of eligible employees have now been paid, and that processing payments for staff is both complex and time-consuming, and while slow initially, it has sped up significantly over recent weeks. The Department Department of Health says officials there and in the HSC are prioritising the work needed to progress the rollout of the payment for all those still outstanding, but it also said that payment to remaining eligible workers was, quote, a large complex task, and that it wanted to ensure that nobody received the payment twice.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed.